耶利米书十七章第九节，我们一起来念，来。
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能知道呢？
再念一次。
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能知道呢？
我们有一点祷告。慈悲的天父，我们现在要打开圣经，一同来思想你的话，来替你仆人向我们说话。我愿你高你仆人的口，也开启我们每一位听众的心。我让我们谦卑，打开我们的心，来接受你的光照。哦，你带领这一段时间，这样祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Good morning, and it's a real pleasure to be again with you to speak to you this morning.
各位早上平安，我今天上午能够再一次跟大家见面，讨论神的话，实在是十分的荣耀。
We welcome you into this place to hear what we have to say about the Word of God.
我们邀请各位到这个地方来，一同领受神的道。
But we want you to understand that that neither of us, both Mr. Tong or myself, are here in the capacity as a pastor or a minister of this place.
但是我首先要请大家了解，我个人以及唐先生都不是本教会的牧师，或者是这个教会的传道人。
We are here because we have been invited to be here. We have secular jobs that we are busy with during the week in other capacities.
我们之所以能够在这个地方讲道，是因为受到本教会的邀请。我们本人在社会上面都有我们的职业。
And so we're here because we enjoy being here, and we have something on our hearts we'd like to share with you this morning.
因此我们在这个地方啊，是因为我们心甘情愿的乐意在这个地方把我们心里面所有的喜乐跟大家一同分享，以后你再回来。
I'd like to talk to you this morning about transplanting organs, particularly a transplant of the heart.
我今天早上要跟各位讲的是关于器官的移植，特别是换心。
Six years ago, medical history was made in Cape Town, South Africa.
六年以前，在南非开普敦这个地方，医学史写下了一页新的一页新的历史。
The heart of a 25-year-old young woman who had been fatally injured in a car accident was taken from her and planted into a man of 55 years of age.
有一位25岁的小姐，她的她受了很严重的车祸，那么快要死亡了，所以她的心呢被取下来，移植到一个55岁的男人身上。
Even though the man did not live more than 18 days, still that was the beginning of a new chapter in medical heart transplant surgery.
虽然这个男人没有活过18天，但是这件事却在外科手术，特别是移植的手术上，写开创了一个新的纪元。
I myself have been involved on a team doing transplant surgery.
我个人所从事的职业就是与器官移植有关。
And so I would like to tell you about some of the problems as a surgeon we have with this kind of surgery.
所以我要特别告诉各位，我们外科医生在这一方面所遭遇到的问题。
The first is how do we select the patient that we want to operate on?
首先我们要讲的是病人的选择，我们要选择一个什么样的病人来替他动手术。
And secondly, then, what about the patient's problem of deciding whether they want the operation or not?
那么第二件呢，就是病人的问题，他们决定到底是愿不愿意动手术。
And then we want to talk finally about a very difficult problem about the patient objecting to or refusing the graft after it has been planted in.
最后我们要谈的是一个最困难的问题，几乎是 没有办法解决的问题，那就是病人的身体对于移植的器官所发生的排斥作用。
The person who needs heart surgery is very sick.
一个人如果需要换心的话，他的病很严重。
His illness already has made him short of breath and he's limited in his physical activity.
他的病已经使他呼吸短促，他的痛苦已经使他的体能活动受到很大的限制。
He already knows that he needs some help and he acknowledges that he is very sick.
他已经知道了他的病很严重。
Now,
他已经晓得了他所遭遇到的问题。
It's important to find the right person to donate to him.
因此啊，他要找一个很适当的人捐一颗心给他。
A number of requirements are necessary to find the right ideal donor.
要选择一个理想的捐献者，有一些必备的条件。
The donor must be healthy.
这个捐献的人必须健康。
Preferably, he must be a young person.
最好是一个年轻人。
And the closer the blood relationship of the donor to the patient, the better it is.
在血统上捐献者对病人愈近愈好。
For instance, if there is a set of twins and one twin is able to donate to the other twin, that makes the best situation.
比方说，如果有一对双胞胎，其中的一个要把他的身体的器官一部分捐献给另外一个双胞胎，这个成功的希望最大最好。
Now, secondly, it's important that both the patient and the donor be in agreement.
那么第二点呢，就是这个病人与捐献者要双方同意。
They both should recognize the risks involved.
他们双方都要明白他们所要冒的危险。
Of course, in the question of a heart transplant, it means that one life has to be sacrificed for the other life.
在心脏移植这种病例里面，特别我们很清楚地晓得那个意思，就是一个人要牺牲他的性命给另外一个人。
And so legally or medically speaking, this has only been possible when there's accidental death.
因此在法律上，特别是在医学上面，只有在这种情形之下才可以做，那就是有一个人遭遇到意外的死亡，快要死了。
I had a patient who needed a kidney transplant.
我有一个病人，他需要换肾。
This patient happened to have a twin sister.
这个病人呢，碰巧有一个双胞胎的姐妹。
Because of that, we were all very happy because we thought this would be an ideal person to transplant to the sick patient.
因为这个缘故，所以我们大家都很开心，认为这个双胞胎把他的器官肾以这个送给那个双胞胎，这样移植的话是最有成功的希望。
But the trouble was the twin, the healthy sister, refused to give her kidney to her other sick sister.
但是问题发生在那个双胞胎的姐妹啊，她拒绝把她的肾捐给她另外的同胞的那一位。
So you see, it's imperative that you have a willing donor.
因此有一个心甘情愿的捐献者，这是非常必要的条件。
Finally, you see, there's a phenomenon that has been one of the greatest barriers to success in transplant surgery.
最后在心脏移植这件事上有一个最大的障碍，那就是人体对于外来器官的排斥现象。
Our body tends to reject or refuse to accept other foreign tissue or organs.
我们的身体对于外来的所肌肉组织或者是器官都有一种排斥的作用。
When this happens, of course, the transplanted organ dies.
当这件事发生的时候，被移植过来的器官一定是要死。
A lot of research is directed in this way and new advances are being made.
有很多的努力花在这方面的研究上面，也有很多的成就。
New drugs and matching the patients before the transplant has helped a great deal.
在动手术以前，用药物或者是在病人和捐献者的选择配合上面更加的求认真，这个很有帮助。
You know, the human heart is a marvelous organ.
各位晓得 人的心是一个非常奇妙的组织。
Do you know how big your heart is?
你们晓得你们的心有多大吗？
There's a little way to find out.
我们有很少有方法能够把它找出来。
Take your thumb and put your thumb in your palm like this.
假如你把你的大拇指卷起来放在你的手掌心里，像这样。
And then you close your hand around your thumb.
然后你把你的手圈起来，把大拇指包在里面。
And that's how big your heart is if it's a normal heart.
那么这样呢，就是一个正常的人心的大小。
Now you see this weighs less than a half a pound.
那么这样呢，它的重量呢，只有一磅半。
It beats more than 40 million times a year.
它一年当中要跳动4000万次。
It's a self-regulating pump that sends blood through 12,000 miles of blood vessels.
这是一个自动调节的泵浦，它要输送的血要经过12,000英里长的一条血管。
It can send blood five pints per minute on the average.
每分钟它可以输送出去的平均的血量是5品特。
But if a tiger comes and scares you, you can start pumping up to 35 pints per minute.
但是假如一只老虎来了，吓到你，你的心跳可以剧增到35倍。35品特，对不起。
It's one of the most amazing organs of the body.
因此，人体上面最奇妙的一个器官就是心脏。
More people die from heart disease every year than all other diseases combined.
每一年死于心脏病的病人比死于其他各种疾病的病人总数还要多。
Many people think that cancer is the most important, dangerous disease.
很多人认为癌症是最严重的疾病。
But heart disease is much more important.
但是心脏病比癌症还要厉害。
And so this morning we're going to spend some time looking at the heart and the heart diseases.
因此今天早上我们要花一点时间来研究人的心脏病。
Not only is it the heart and its diseases most important to the medical profession, but we find that in the scripture it is also very important.
人的心不仅是在医学上面是一个很严重的问题，即使在圣经上面，神也把它看成是一个很重要的、很严重的问题。
Now, when we look in the book of Proverbs, we read that out of the heart are the issues of life.
我们如果读箴言书，就晓得人一生的果效是由心发出来的。
And again, in the 23rd of Proverb, the 7th verse, we read that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
同样的，也是在箴言里面，我们看到一个人心里面怎样思想，他的为人就是怎样。
So this is the standard of what men really are.
这个就是人实在的光景。
We're not to judge men by their intellectual abilities.
我们人都是
Don't judge men by their intellectual.
我们不能够根据人的这个知识上的能力来衡量他。
The heart of man is the important thing.
人的心呢是最要紧的。
So let's see what God thinks about the heart.
我们现在看看神对于人的心他是怎么样的一个看法。
We already read it this morning in Jeremiah 17:9.
我们今天早上已经读过耶利米书第17章第9节。
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
This is what God's opinion is of the heart of man.
这是神对于人心的一种看法。
I have a friend, a doctor, who was given a very lovely present by one of his patients.
我有一位朋友，他也是做医生的，他有一个病人。送了他一个礼物。
And this was a beautiful clock that he gave to his doctor friend.
这个礼物是一个很漂亮的钟。
And the doctor put it on the wall just opposite his desk.
那么这个医生呢，就把这个钟挂在他的办公桌的对面墙上。
It was a very expensive clock.
这个钟很 豪华很昂贵。
But he always noticed when the patients came, they looked at their watch and then they looked up at the clock.
那但是每次等病人来的时候，他总是看他的手表，而不去看那个墙上挂的钟。
Always told the wrong time.
因为那个钟啊，走的时间总是不准。
He tried to get it fixed.
他就想办法要来修理它。
Would run either fast or slow, but never on time.
他不是快就是慢，总很少有准时的时候。
So he made a sign underneath the clock.
所以他就在这个钟下面呢挂了一个牌子。
And the first line said the clock is wrong.
第一行写的这个钟不准。
And the second line said, "Do not blame the hands."
第二行写的说，你不要怪这个时针跟分针。
And the third line said, "The trouble lies much deeper."
第三行说，它的问题啊是在里面深处。
Dear friends, the problem today is with the inner heart of man.
各位亲爱的朋友，我们今天人所面临的问题是他内在的。心里面的问题。
We can't blame what happens on the outside because there's something wrong inside.
我们不能够埋怨外面的外体的东西，因为病痛在里面。
Jesus Christ said that out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which come from the heart that is wrong.
主耶稣曾经这样讲过。他说从心里发出来的有很多坏东西，那就是恶念、凶杀、奸淫、勾合、偷盗、妄证、放毒，这些都是污秽人的。
So we must face ourselves as God sees us.
因此我们必须要看我们自己，就像神那样子看我们一样。
God knows the condition of our heart, and even if we are reluctant to admit it, we must stand before him.
神晓得我们每一个人心里面的光景，虽然我们不愿意承认，但是我们必须要站在他的面前。
We must face the old age question as it was voiced in Proverbs.
我们必须要面对古老的问题，这个古老的问题是写在箴言里面。
It says there, "Who can say I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin."
这个地方告诉我们说，谁能说我洁净了我的心，脱净了我的罪呢？
How do you think in your heart?
你的心里怎么思想？
As you think in your heart, so are you before God.
你的心里面怎么思想，你的人就是怎么样。
If we're really honest, we must admit that something is wrong inside.
假如我们是诚实的，我们就一定会承认我们里面有问题。
You say something in one of your proverbs and it's very true.
你们中国有一句格言，这句格言是非常正确的。
So, Mr. Tong, what is it that you often say in Chinese?
我们在中文里面说心中无物。
And this is so true. There's nothing in the old heart that is at real peace.
这是十分实在的一个真实的一件事情，就是在人的旧的老的心里面没有一点点平安。
You know, it's a very hard to change the heart.
我们要改变一个人的心是非常困难的。
The well-known physicist and mathematician Albert Einstein said something in 1948.
在1948年，有一个最有名的物理学家，也是数学家，他的名字叫爱因斯坦。说过一句话。
In one of his lectures in that year, he said, "It is easier to change the composition of plutonium, chemical compound plutonium, than it is to drive the evil spirit out of the heart of man."
他在他的一篇演讲里面这样讲，他说，要想改变，原子核放射元素炉这种东西的组合，远比驱除人心里面的恶念还要困难。
Well,
那个比这个还要容易。
We can clean up on the outside and put on a good face.
我们可以把外面呢，粉刷得很干净，我们装出一个好面孔出来。
But man needs a new heart.
但是人需要一个新的心。
God says so.
神这样讲。
He says that the heart of man is only evil continually.
神告诉我们说，人的心所思念的不过是恶。
But we have good news today. God says it's possible to have a spiritually new heart transplanted into your breast.
神告诉我们说，在你的胸腔里面要换一个属灵的移植的心是可以办得到的。
In Ezekiel 36, we read this promise from God.
在以西结书，我们看到这个神的应许，在36章。
The 36th chapter and the 26th verse, God says, A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take out the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a new heart of flesh.
以西结书36章26节，这个地方告诉我们说，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心。
Let us consider now how this spiritual miracle can be accomplished. Well, first we must find a willing donor. That's not easy to find. Who would be willing to give up their own heart that somebody else might live?
谁愿意把他自己的心捐出来，让别人可以活下去呢？
We must find a young, healthy donor.
我们要一个年轻的、健康的捐献者。
He must be strong and without any illness or defect.
他一定要强壮，没有疾病，没有残疾。
And he must be a close relative.
他而且还要在血统上。
The closer the blood relationship, the better and most more likely for a successful transplant. Dear friends, this morning I'd like you to consider God's special gift and donor. God sent His own young, healthy, strong Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be that donor. Jesus Christ said, I came to be that donor. I came to give my life for you. This is the reason for the incarnation. God comes to take part of flesh so that he can be on a relationship with us. He identifies himself with mankind in the flesh. And then he presents himself as the ideal donor.
当作一个理想的捐献者摆在我们面前。
He's not only young and healthy, but he's the sinless man of God.
他不仅仅是年轻的、健康的，而且是一个没有罪的。
His death was not an accidental death.
他的死不是一个意外的死。
His death was a sacrificial planned death.
他的死是为了我们献祭而死的。
He planned to come and die for you because he loves you.
在他的计划里面，他就要来死，因为他爱你。
He came and he said, I come to die.
他来的时候就说，我来就是为了要死。
Jesus Christ was without sin.
耶稣基督没有罪。
He was God in the flesh.
他是神在肉身里的显现。
He came to accomplish the greatest heart transplant in all of history.
他来是要完成历史上一个最没有办法完成的、最伟大的换心的这个手术。
The Bible tells us that that which is born of flesh is flesh.
圣经告诉我们说，凡是从肉身生的，就是肉身。
That which is born of spirit is spirit.
从灵生的，就是灵。
This morning we're talking to you about spiritual things.
今天我们对各位讲的是属灵的事。
It's true we use fleshly or carnal things to illustrate the spiritual.
我们讲肉身上、人体上的事，是为了说明属灵的事。
But don't let that confuse you.
但是不要让这个使你们自己糊涂了。
God wants to bring about a new spiritual heart in you by His Son Jesus Christ.
神愿意借着他的儿子耶稣基督带给你一个新的心。
How can one refuse?
借着他的儿子耶稣基督带给你一个新的心。
How can one refuse such a wonderful donor?
人怎么能够拒绝这样一个奇妙的捐献者呢?
He offers his wonderful heart in exchange for your old, sick, tired, sin-filled heart.
他要把他奇妙的心拿来换掉你那个有病的、有残疾的、衰弱的、残老的那个疲乏的心。
You can have a new start for the new year.
你在新年里面要有一个新的开始。
Oh, how much we all recognize our need for a new beginning.
那么我们中间有多少人认识我们在新的开始这个时候的需要呢?
King David said, Oh God, create in me a new heart.
大卫王说，神啊，求你为我造一个清洁的心。
And I hope that will be the prayer of your heart.
我希望这是各位内心当中的一个祷告。
Jesus Christ said, Let not your heart be troubled.
耶稣基督说，你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神，也当信我。
He came from God to not only tell us about our need.
他从神那个地方来，不仅仅是要告诉我们我们所缺少的。
But he came to do something about that need.
他来也是为了满足我们的需要。
All the religions of the world tell us about our needs.
所有世界上的宗教都讲出人的需要。
They can point out where we fail.
他们可以指出我们失败在什么地方。
But they have no way of meeting and giving us the power to overcome our failures.
但是他们没有办法满足我们的需要，也没有办法给我们一种能力，让我们胜过我们的失败。
Only the Lord Jesus can and can provide the power to overcome our problem.
只有耶稣基督，他可以给我们这种能力，让我们胜过我们的困难。
He makes an accurate diagnosis.
他给我们有一个很正确的处方。
And he then offers God's gracious remedy for our heart sickness.
那么他成为神对我们疾病的一种最特效的药物。
Jesus Christ himself chose to satisfy and meet God's demands for sin.
耶稣基督选择了死亡这条路来满足神对于罪的那个刑罚的意思。
We needed a new heart, and the Lord Jesus went to death that we might live.
我们需要一个新心，所以耶稣基督就去死了，让我们可以得到这样一个新心，可以活下去。
He's God's free gift.
他是神白白的恩赐。
There's no price tag on this transplant.
这个心脏移植上面没有代价。
His gift is without price.
他的这个恩赐是白白的，不要钱的。
It is such a valuable gift that it would be impossible to set a price tag on that gift.
因为这个礼物啊，太宝贝了，所以我没有办法给它定出价钱来。
You know, the cost for having a kidney transplanted is tremendous.
各位要晓得，但是换肾它所需要的费用啊，就非常的可观。
I don't know how much it costs to have it done here at the Taidao University Hospital.
我不知道在台大医院要换一个肾需要多少钱。
But if you had to have a kidney transplanted in America, it would cost you about this much money.
假如你在美国要换肾的话，大概要需要这样多的钱。
About $30,000.
3万美金。
That's a lot of money to have a kidney.
所以要有一个肾需要很多很多的钱。
Listen, how much more expensive is the spiritual heart surgery God wants to do for you?
各位要注意啊，要知道神为你要做的这个属灵的心，它那个代价是又有多么的可观。
The price is too great and we cannot imagine what God's value is of his son.
这个代价实在太大了，我们没有办法想到神的儿子他的价值有多少。
One day, a family brought their little baby from Geelong to see me.
有一天，有一个人家带了他的孩子从基隆来看我。
They were a very poor family.
他们是没有钱的一个家庭。
A very poor family without money. The baby needed some blood. The baby was almost dead because of lack of blood. The blood transfusion would cost about $1,000 NT.
That's
for about 250 cc's.
那么这个1000块新台币大概可以买到250cc血。
But $1,000 to that family was like $30,000 to you and me.
但是1000块钱对那样一个家庭啊，正如同3万美金对我们一样。
It was absolutely impossible for them to pay any money.
所以他们啊，几乎不可能付出钱来。
So I took a little bit of my own blood.
因此我就把我自己的血拿出来。
And the laboratory looked to see if it would match.
让化验室去化验一下，看看合不合。
And it was compatible, so that I drew my blood out.
因为两种血是相合的，所以呢，我就输我的血拿出来。
And the nurse took my blood and then gave it to the baby.
护士小姐把我的血抽出来，就输送给那个小孩子。
And the parents said, how much money?
那个父母说，多少钱？
And I said, no money.
我说，不要钱。
It's a free gift.
这是送的。
And they wouldn't believe me.
他们不相信。
And they tried to pay me.
他们想要付我钱。
Dear friends, today so many people are trying to pay God back.
各位亲爱的朋友，今天在这个世界上有很多人想付神的钱。
That blood from my body didn't cost me anything.
我身上那个血并没有费我一文钱买来。
I'm still alive and well.
我也是活了，而且活得很好。
But God loved you so much that He came and not just gave His blood, He gave His life. He died that you might live.
神爱你们。 爱到这样一个程度，他不仅仅是给出他的血来，而且给出了他的生命，为的是要让你能够活下去。It's
without price.
这是没有代价。It's
a free gift.
这是送的。Don't
you want to live?
你愿不愿意活下去？Don't
you want to have eternal life?
你愿不愿意要永生？You
can have a new heart, the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你可以有一个新的心。
If you put your faith and trust in God's Son, Jesus Christ, you can be saved.
假如你相信神的儿子耶稣基督，你就可以得救。
We come to the big question.
我们现在来思想一个更大的问题。
How can I be saved?
我怎么能够得救?
How can I have this new heart?
我怎么样能够得到这颗信心?
The question is that of faith.
这个问题是信心的问题。
No patient ever had a successful transplant unless he had faith.
一个病人他永远不会得到移植的成功，除非他有信心。
The patient must put his confidence and his trust in the doctor.
病人必须相信医生。
The patient must be absolutely willing to say, go ahead and do what you need to do.
病人必须绝对的要这样讲，医生啊，随你怎么样都可以。
The patient can't tell the doctor how to do it.
病人不可以对医生讲你要怎么样做。
Very often, we as patients like to tell the doctor how to manage our disease.
我们做病人的常常会告诉医生怎么样来医我们的病。
Especially when I get a lady patient that comes and tells me that she wants me to treat her a certain way, I must tell her something.
那么特别是在 一个女的病人跑来对我讲，你应当如何来医治我的病的话，我总是这样对她讲。我讲啊，对不起，老太太啊，请你找别的医生好不好？
So then I asked them to find another doctor who can obey the patient.
因此，我就建议他去找另外的医生，那个医生啊，可以听他的话。So
if you're going to go to a surgeon, you must put your confidence in him.
因此。 你要去找一个外科医生，你必须要完全的信任他。
I want to tell you that one day I realized personally that I was sick in my own heart.
我要告诉各位，有一天我个人发现我心里面有很严重的病。
I desperately needed a new heart transplant.
我迫切的需要一个心脏移植。
I did not go to a quack doctor.
我没有去找一个江湖郎中。
I decided I wanted the very best doctor the universe had to offer.
我决定了要找普天下一个最好的医生。
After all, I only had one life.
因为大家知道我只有一条命。
I wanted the most skilled doctor.
我要技术最好的医生。
I wanted the most experienced doctor.
我要最有经验的医生。
I wanted the doctor who had already had success in this operation.
我要找一个在这一方面有成功经历的医生。
And some of my classmates introduced me to the great physician.
我的同班同学介绍我见一个最大的医生。
And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的名字叫做耶稣基督。
He not only has the ability but great reputation.
他不单单是有能力，而且信誉卓著。
He's already had centuries of success.
他在多少世纪以来都有成功的名声。
And he provides the only answer for eternal life.
他是我们永生的唯一答案。
When I was willing to admit my need, he was willing to do something for me.
当我很乐意地告诉他我的需要，他也就很乐意地替我做一件事。
I not only had to admit my need, but I had to put my confidence in him.
我不单单是要承认我的需要，我也要完全地信任他。
I said, I'll give you, Lord Jesus, my sick, tired, old heart of sin.
我对他说，主耶稣啊， 我要把我有病的、陈旧的、疲乏的这颗老心给你。
The prophet said, "My son, give me your heart."
箴言告诉我们说，我儿，你要将你的心归给我。
I gave up my own heart to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我把我的心归给主耶稣基督。
And he took away that old thing.
他把我的旧造拿开。
And by his spirit, he implanted the new heart in my life.
用他的灵。 在我里面换了一颗新的心。
He took away the old attitudes.
他把我的老的态度、旧的态度改变了。
And the old desires and the old attitudes were gone.
他把我们老的希望、老的态度都给我们挪开了。
All things were passed away and all things became new in Christ Jesus.
这个旧事已过，一切 都在耶稣基督里面变成新的了。
You know, I have a prayer about and for each one of you this morning.
各位要知道，我对今天早上每一位听众都有同样的这个祷告。
It's not an original prayer. It's not my prayer.
这个祷告不是原始我是一个发明人，就是我的祷告。
It's a prayer that Paul expressed for Christians everywhere.
这是使徒保罗 对世界各地基督徒的一个祷告。
In Ephesians 3:17, we read this prayer, and it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
他在《以弗所书》第三章第十七节这样告诉我们：是基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
If you have the Lord Jesus Christ in your own heart, if you have put your trust in Him and opened your heart to Him, He can put things right.
假如你在你的心里面相信耶稣基督，假如你信靠他，并且打开你的心门，他就可以改变一切。He'll
forgive your past.
他要饶恕你的过去。And
the greatest thing is that He will change you and prepare you for the future.
最要紧的就是他要改变你。
You can look forward to beginning a new life the moment you receive this new heart He wants to give you.
在你接受，在你也愿意接受他那颗新的心的时候，你就有资格抬头仰望你的一个新的未来。The
Lord Jesus Christ is the living Son of God.
耶稣基督是神又真又活的儿子。God
raised Him from the dead.
神使他从死里复活。And
by His Spirit, He stands at your heart's door knocking to come in.
他藉着圣灵站在你的心门口，叩门要进来。If
you open your heart's door in faith and say, "Come in, Lord Jesus," He will come into your heart right now.
假如你对他说，主啊，你打开你的心，对他说，主啊，请你进来，那么他就会进到你那里去。The
invitation is for today.
这个邀请就是为了现在，今天。
It is a real invitation. It's for real.
这是一个真的邀请。
The Lord Jesus Christ is trustworthy.
耶稣基督是可信的。
Do not harden your heart, dear friends.
不要硬着心肠，各位亲爱的朋友。
Hear the voice of the Lord Jesus today.
听耶稣基督的他的声音。
He gave himself for you.
他为你舍了他自己。
There's a sad thing that happens sometimes when a donor rejects the tissue.
很悲哀的一件事，就是那个病人呢，他拒绝那个捐献者所给他的器官那个排斥作用。
If the body rejects that organ that's transplanted, a very sad thing happens.
假如我们的身体拒绝移植的器官，这是一个很悲哀的事。
There's failure and there's loss.
那么这个一定会失败，会有死亡。
There's death and there's destruction.
那么有死亡，有毁灭。
The intention of the donor may have been correct.
这个捐献者他的用心呢，也许是正确的。
The recipient may have been willing.
这个病人接受捐献的，也许也是很乐意的。
But rejection of that tissue means death and hardening.
但是对于那种器官的排斥作用呢，就表示死亡。
You see, right choices are so important.
所以正确的选择非常要紧。
If you want to be assured of success, you must choose the right donor.
你要想能够手术成功啊，必须要选择一个很适当的捐献者。
If you choose the wrong donor, there's going to be failure.
假如你选错了，一定会失败。
The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the only way, I am the only truth, I am the only life.
耶稣基督说，我就是独一的道路，独一的真理，独一的生命。
No man comes to the Father but by me.
没有人能到父那里去，假如不借助我的话。
Do you want to have a spiritual, successful heart transplant?
你愿不愿意要一个 成功的属灵的心脏移植呢?
Then choose the right donor, the Lord Jesus Christ.
假如愿意的话，你就选择接受耶稣基督这一位捐献者。
Do not reject him.
不要拒绝他。
He is the suitable one who can give you a new heart.
他是最适合给你一个新心的人。
Receive the Lord Jesus into your heart by faith and you can be saved.
接受耶稣到你的心里来，单单是靠着信，你就一定得救。Dear
friends, he gave his life for you.
各位亲爱的朋友，他为你舍了命。He
offers this to you free.
他把这个东西送给你，不要钱。How
can you reject him today?
你怎么能够在今天还拒绝他呢？We
all need this heart transplant.
我们都需要这样的心脏移植。I
hope this morning that you will be willing to accept what God has for you.
我希望各位都愿意接受神为你准备的。You
can have your sins forgiven.
你可以让你的罪得到赦免。And
you can start a new way into eternal life.
你可以开始走永生的道路。Now
some of you may want to know more of how to do this.
也许我们中间有一些人愿意知道怎么样可以这样做。
I'm wondering if perhaps there are amongst us this morning those of you who feel a real need for a new heart.
我不知道在我们中间今天早上有没有人感觉到在你的心里面有真正的实在的需要。Maybe
you've never said to God, I'm desperately in need of forgiveness of sin.
也许你从来没有对神讲过，我迫切的需要得到罪的赦免。I
need the inside of me changed so that the outside will conform.
我希望从内里面得到改变，使我的外面可以革新。
God, I need you to help me to do that this morning.
神啊，我需要你帮助我今天早上做这样的事。Through
the person of Jesus Christ, I believe that you can do that for me this morning.
靠着耶稣基督，我相信你可以在今天早上为我做这样的事。I'm
going to ask.
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为你在今天早上给我们有一个安静的时间，可以领受你的话语。主啊，你告诉我们万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人的益处。我们谢谢你。 为我们预备了一个做医生的讲员，你让他知道人体的疾病，人体的组织构造，让我们从这些事上能够看出你创造的奇妙，看出你医治的大能。主啊，你的话告诉我们，有病的人才用不着医生，看见的人用不着。我们求主你的灵帮助我们每一个人知道我们心里的光景，晓得我们疾病的严重，让我们知道我们有需要，我们需要你做我们的大医生，我们需要你给我们动手术，使我们每一个人都能够换一个新的心。主啊，我们以你的心为我们的心，使我们每一个人都能口称你为主，口称天上的神为父，让你们得到荣耀。天父，你帮助我们每一个听话的人，你的心，你的灵在我们每一个人的心里面做工，让我们受感动，愿意到前面来跟我们一同再来研究你的话语。我们把下面的时间仰望在你的手里，求主听我们的祷告，原谅我们的感谢，奉耶稣基督的宝名，阿门。